I don't know about you, but I have not been so relieved since my doctor told me that hernia surgery would not be necessary. Tomorrow is election day. Soon, those nasty TV ads will go away, and the lies will await another future election. Politicians and their PAC partners take us for complete fools. Their ads are either complete lies or misleading lies. No sane politician, Republican or Democrat, wants to eliminate insurance for pre-existing conditions. That would be political suicide. When one votes against pre-existing coverage, it's because the bill they're voting on contains other issues that are intolerable. Yet, at election time, the opponents trot out these votes out of context. I'll give you an example. A bill comes up that does have provisions for pre-existing coverage, but that same bill calls for killing the Second Amendment. In that case, it's necessary to vote against it. Not because you're against coverage for pre-existing conditions, but because you are against disarming the lawful American citizens. Likewise, all politicians welcome donations from special interest groups, whether they want to admit it or not. It costs a lot of money to run for public office. The fact that the insurance industry tries to buy favor by donating money to a certain politician does not necessarily mean that that politician works for the insurance industry. Take special interest money out of politics, and politicians would wilt on the vine. I'd personally like to see the special interest influence out of politics, but you'd have better luck chasing a rabbit down while on crutches. You, not the rabbit. On Wednesday, November 4th, these poisonous ad pitches will go silent. Thank God for small favors. Nobody knows how this election will turn out. The polls are all over the place. I've been very vocal about my support for President Trump. I overlook his overbearing personality and concentrate on what the man has accomplished, even with a continuous avalanche of criticism from a dishonest media and a four-year witch hunt by devious Democrats. I also considered the alternative to Trump. Joe Biden, a feeble old man who had to campaign with his wife so that she could tell him where he was and why they were there. That feeble old man has surrounded himself with socialists like Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, Ilhan Omar, and the Gang of Four Muslims. Joe's socialist advisors proposed to turn the United States into Venezuela. Their proposals, like the Green New Deal, a ban on fracking that would destroy the oil industry, and other weak-minded roads to utopia, would bankrupt America, put hundreds if not millions of people out of work, and shut down the economy itself. Ocasio-Cortez has said publicly that they can control Joe Biden. That should scare the bejeebies out of everybody. Everybody who has a mind has pretty much made up that mind by now, so this commentary is not meant to sway voters. It is meant to point out the darkness of politics in America. Ann and I voted as soon as absentee ballots were being accepted. We voted for Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and we voted for Tom Tillis in North Carolina, because to allow the Democrats to get control of the Senate would be the final nail in our country's coffin. In fact, we voted for Republicans all down the line, because the Democrat Party has veered so far to the left that no rational person can support it, except for those die-hard Democrats that value party loyalty more than their country. We don't have far to look to see the danger. Bernie Sanders is a radical socialist who never held a job until he got into politics in liberal Vermont at an older age. Bernie was content to live on welfare, and he was even kicked out of a hippie commune for being too lazy to work. When you're too lazy to work amongst a band of hippies, it says a little something you don't want people to know. He has supported every socialist dictator around the world, and yet the Democrat Party considers him presidential material. Then we come to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a freshman member of Congress from liberal New York. Her credentials? She was a bartender in the Big Apple. Her life is a complete lie. She came from an upper middle class family and yet pretends to be an underdog. Ocasio-Cortez came from the shadows to prominence in the Democrat Party. That tells you how shallow their talent pool really is. This foul-mouthed woman backed Nancy Pelosi into a corner, and that tells you how weak Pelosi is. And Ms. Cortez threatens to contest Pelosi's role as House Speaker. All this from a woman whose mouth runs over like Niagara Falls with ignorant statements. Likewise, Elizabeth Warren never met a socialist idea that she doesn't like. Warren benefited herself for decades by claiming to be a Cherokee Indian. In fact, she got a teaching position in college by using her fake Indian identity to demand diversity in hiring. "Hire an Indian," she said, "and I'm that Indian." That put other candidates for the position at a disadvantage. To their credit, Democrats did see through Warren's lies and turned away her presidential run. And don't forget Ilhan Omar. She's the Muslim refugee from Somalia who became a member of Congress from Minnesota. Omar is accused of marrying her own brother to get him into our country. And she later married a campaign advisor and directed hundreds of thousands of dollars from donors to this advisor's company. Ilhan Omar makes no secret of her disdain for America. She joined with three other Muslims to form the Gang of Four that demanded concessions from Joe Biden in order to gain their support for his nomination. Biden happily complied. These are the people at the top of the totem pole in the Democrat Party. It's hard to imagine a Trump victory tomorrow, given that 98% of the mainstream media, 99% of Democrats, and the majority of college-age snowflakes have combined to overthrow this president all 4 years of his term. Democrats like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler continued to lie about a mountain of evidence that showed a Trump-Russia collusion. American taxpayers saw almost $50 million spent to search for that mountain of evidence, and in the end, it was shown that there was no collusion. Still, Democrats continued their witch hunt against a duly elected president. When evidence showed that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden colluded to take millions of dollars from foreign governments like China and Ukraine, the biggest liar on Capitol Hill, Adam Schiff, resurfaced to claim that the evidence was just Russian interference. This nasty little man has no conscience, and yet Democrats support him. All this to say that tomorrow the American people will have their say. Absent fraud, I believe that President Trump will be reelected. But there are so many forces allied against him that it is far from certain. Meanwhile, Americans are being urged to board up their businesses and homes before the election outcome is known. Why? Because the left wing has already signaled that if Trump is reelected, they intend to create havoc on our streets. The rioting, looting, and burning will resume if these petty people do not get their way. Nobody fears rioting, looting, or burning from conservatives, regardless of the election's outcome. It is the leftists who tore down the Trump signs and attacked people who showed support for the president. Seldom was there a report of conservatives attacking Biden supporters or tearing down Biden signs. I have no doubt that if Trump wins re-election, there will be chaos brought upon us by the extreme left. It should concern every patriotic American that the mainstream media in America has become so biased and dishonest. We need to be able to count on the media for truth. But sadly, those days are gone. The greatest motivation I have for continuing my weekly commentaries is the search for truth that the media keeps from you. This blanket of darkness they throw over the news is dangerous. While liberals call for the many rights they claim are theirs, you have a right to the truth. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. We're in for a bumpy ride.